Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Listen to what the Word of God says in 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20. Then the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who can stand before the Lord, this holy God?" The people of Beth Shemesh, the Levitical clan of the Kohathites, the ones entrusted with the caretaking of the Ark of the Covenant, do exactly what the Philistines did in recognizing God's power and then trying to get out of His presence. And they ask the question, who can stand before this holy God? You see, the leaders of Beth Shemesh decide it would be better to remove the ark from their location and presence and move it up the road to a higher location, perhaps a safer location, in order to store the ark there. Apparently, the Israelites hadn't learned the lesson that God can take care of Himself and others how He needs to, no matter where the Ark of the Covenant is. But the question still resounds, doesn't it? Who can stand before the Lord, this holy God? And the answer that we see, not just from this text, but from all the Bible, is that no one can stand before the Lord based upon their own goodness, their own ideas, their own rejoicing. We need a mediator, someone to intervene on our behalf. Eli had failed to do it. Hophni and Phinehas were absolute losers. We need someone to plead on our behalf before the Lord. But now Hophni and Phinehas and Eli were dead. Israel needs a new priest, a righteous priest. And the answer to that question comes in chapter 7 in the person of Samuel. But Samuel is simply a pointer to someone greater. Psalm chapter 24, verse 3 asks the same question, "Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who doesn't lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully." Well, I am not that person, and you're not that person. There's not a leader around you who is that person. But our job is to point you to Jesus, who was and is and will continue to be that perfect priest. As you pray today, please remember David Marroquin and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Moray Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.